you got to earn it. Oh, let me put it that way. I don't go in thinking, oh, you got to earn it. But I'm observing because I can't. I mean, trauma, honey, trauma. I don't call people friends. It's your actions that I'm looking at. I'm looking at your actions. Because friendship is what? You're there. I can talk to you. You know, okay, when they were talking about me, what was you saying? What were they thinking? What was you thinking about? Did you stick up for me? What happened? You going to come back and you going to tell me this stuff? You know, and I want to know. But the fact is you didn't say nothing, then you and I'm wondering, you changing up. What's up?
That's why I grew up with a bunch of different, not crews, as we say crews, but different friends who I hung with. You know, I might hang with these friends because they like riding bikes or taking bikes. Like hang with them because they play basketball. You know what I'm saying? I like hanging with them. So it's more, and I'm that way now. Like, yeah. I hung with a lot of people where, okay, I might hang with them. Why are you chilling with, like, I just can't hang with somebody like all my life. You feel what I'm saying? Just that one, I got one person I can, but you know how you try to chill with that crew. Why are you chilling with them? I'm chilling with them for a reason. They're doing music. You're not doing. That's what I want to do. But someone, I'm chilling with you because you have something value that I like.
But the fact that somebody calls someone out, why are you chilling with, that right there, I'm questioning you.
But at a young age, we didn't think about that.
No.
We didn't think about it. Now as we get older, we wonder why.
No, I had somebody like that, and I had to tell my best friend what happened because then I was like, I need you to meet me downstairs. What's up?
You know how I've learned
first? I did that.
You know how I learned friends?
I was like,
you know how I learned friends now? If I cut off your tongue, would your actions prove to me that you're still my friend?
Exactly.
If you still move around, doing your things without that tongue, you can show me your best friend by just moving without even talking.
Yeah.
So that's how we can now start determining on a new way of friends. If that BFF with all that stuff, cut their tongue off. Can that person still be your friend?
Right.
Can he still do for you?
Yeah.
That's how I learned now.
Yeah, it's your...
Because back in the day, it was your mouth. Yeah. Oh, girl, you did this. Oh, boy, you did it. You're chilling. I don't trust people's words no more. Cut your tongue off and see if you still call me. See if you still move around and do things for me when I need you. Those are best friends. Those are friends.
I only had one friend growing up. I only had one.
I had a couple. They still friends.
I only had one. I had one at school. No, a few at school and then one at home. And...
How many boyfriends you had?
How many boyfriends I had? Yeah. Let me see. There was Myron.
Oof. Myron, he's something he from Long Island.
We were girlfriend and boyfriend, and when we graduated sixth grade, then he was, you know, then we just kind of like, you know.
He wrote you that letter, would you be my boyfriend? Check
well,
yes
you set
no?
up, no, he did not. And he, no, he,
folded
I
it up.
And I had a kindergarten boyfriend too. His name was
Andre.
What do you
know about kindergarten?
I think what it was that I was just looking for a daddy. I don't know.
At kindergarten?
I didn't have my father around, I suppose. I don't know.
Was you humping?
No.
So how was your boyfriend girlfriend? What
this
isn't
what I'm saying. It was just calling was and saying he was cute. That was it. And I remember that. And I actually put on a white dress and came to school. And everyone was like, "Oh, Andre!" And he was acting all shy and everything. You know,
show
so,
and tell.
Knowing me, and you know, I was like, "Hey, no, this is my boyfriend over here, and I'm gonna do stuff." You know how little girls.
At kindergarten. Doing.
Yeah, it was. I did. I remember that. And then I had Myron. And Myron, when we had graduated. We, you know, my mom, my grandmother and his mom, you know, we had went to McDonald's after graduation and we just hung out for a little bit. That was it. And then when he found me on Facebook, when that was in 2009, he's like, "You haven't changed a bit." And so
he still went to McDonald's.
And so when we talked,
still go to
no, we did not. Because he's in New York. So anyway, when one thing we did say, you know what? He was like, "You know what? We didn't break up."
Oh, shoot.
We still did.
See?
He
following an assignment. You ain't breaking with me all year. That's a good game.
No, we didn't. No, I said, no, we. You know what? We never broke up.
Y'all just moved away?
We just moved. That was it.
He wanted you. I would never thought of that.
But anyway, he's got a woman and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
But when I went to New York years ago, we did a connect. We did connect. Just, hello, he took me out to lunch, you know, and then he went back to work, and I left, and that was it.
Got this,
we did not
Big Mac.
He hasn't changed a bit, but oh my gosh, yes, just adore him. But other than that, you know, I had a boyfriend. I was 11. He thought I was 15 or 14.
You lied to
and
him.
I was 11.
You lied to him.
And he was mad.
Why? You lied to him?
No, because he thought I lied. I said, "I never told you how old I was. They told you how old I was."
You hung around older folks. Like I
didn't look my age.
Facts. I did. I got
you. I didn't look my age. You know, I was developed, you know.
Y'all know that.
I was developed. And then when I told him, really, his name was Alex. He was Spanish. He was Puerto Rican and Haitian. So yeah, he thought he's my first boyfriend that actually spoiled me.
So LA, did y'all play house, doctor, and stuff like that as a child? People did. You didn't? See, that's what I'm saying.
See, I didn't do all that house thing. I didn't do
what? I played house.
No, I didn't do that.
I had to be dad.
Please,
you know what I'm saying?
Just imagine during the summer, your grandmother coming outside with a belt, and everybody knows that she looking for you.
But see, that's the difference.
That's embarrassing.
When you go out, you have to go outside and play house. You can't play house inside the house.
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm gonna be outside, and my grandmother coming around, and everyone knows where I may be at with my boyfriend Alex or whatever. And I come around, and somebody come, oh, your grandma's looking for you, whatever.
See, she know you. She
come around.
Why is she looking for you?
And that belt swing, you can feel the wind of the belt. You walking back.
You got belts?
Gosh,
I got the little whips. I got the whips. That as soon as you hit that corner, still can get.
I tell you, for me, and it was only him. So he was the only boyfriend I had growing up because our families knew each other, so they knew where we were all together or what may have you. That was it. So there's no hiding anything anymore.
No. And that's the key with this. With these computers and social media and all that stuff, it's like everything is out there. Everybody wants to share their business. I was quiet. I'm still quiet with mine.
I am too. I don't. To this day. I may put something out there. Yeah, the notary connection and so on.
I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing. I don't want
to. Well, okay, fine.
When I play house, I was behind.
Well,
the
your
house.
Business is different. Mine's. I have to know people and know the notary.
Not everybody. My business. You mean my business is needs to be out there too. I got.
Yes, it does. So why would you not put it out?
That type of business, but there's certain things that. It's not for everybody.
No, it's not. No, not at all.
Kids, yeah. So if the children are out there, man, pay attention. Stop. Anybody know what you're doing? That's just corny.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. This light is not on, just so you know, LA. It never has been. Oh, okay.
You recorded this is the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So anyway, this show this weekend, this is about relationships. It's the third.
Facts.
It's the third one.
Facts. Relationships are key. One thing we always say on our show, number one is communication.
I guess he's going to put in, this is Rock and Snap.
Yeah. We just do all that. We just keep going. Hey, make sure y'all tune in this Wednesday. Matter of fact, tonight, we're going to have the 50th anniversary of hip hop. My man Chubb Rock is falling through. Make sure you hit Atlanta District. This is why I'm Reno rocking the Biggie.
Are you coming to get me? Are we coming together? Am I going there? Are we working?
I gave you the stuff.
I didn't know. You see, you didn't communicate that with me.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Make sure to come through. We got DJ Chubb Rock coming through the 50th anniversary of hip hop. He's going to fall through. Ed Lover's going to fall through. A lot of celebrities going to come fall through. We got DJ Phil X.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We got DJ Jelly. Mm-hmm. And we also got my man DJ Franchise coming in the ones and
Let
twos.
Me tell you, Make that sure is going through. To be...
It's going to be crazy. And it's his birthday week.
No, you know, let me tell you what I'm thinking when you talk about Chubb Rock and all of them coming in.
Yes.
All I can think is Red Alert going to show up?
I hope so. Hope so. He said he's gonna bring his friends.
Because we used to hang out, you know, when I was, you know, back in the day. And all I can think is the music, the vibe,
yes,
that sound, you know, that sound. Party people. You know.
1980s, I have a Chubb Rock dumps up on the scene with a scene with a pocket for the lane. Make sure you're coming through, man. It's gonna be
that
fun.
Sound.
Entertainment.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Make sure you RSVP for free. Don't do the night of. It's going to be free, $25 for VIP. The night of course, it's going to be higher.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get your RSVP. Come in and chill with the Chubster. Chubster's going to be in the building, brought to you by Snap Judgment and the Magnificent Eight. Make sure you come through. Fall through the night.
Oh,
fall
yeah.
Through the night.
Yes,
crazy.
Indeed.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm sorry, but just that when the reminiscing of how the good times were.
And it's still, you know what? I hate that word were because it still can be there. It still can be that if we all put in our efforts instead of fussing, talking about it. It's time to be about it. You know, it's a music. Mm. Music is key. I think all these people out here doing music, it's like when we grew up, we listened to Chubb Rock. We listened to Red Alert. We listened to Big Daddy Kane. Everybody was different, and they talked about the things that was going on, you know, even
they
NWA.
They
were letting
real,
you know
some
real
stuff. Yes.
And this is real stuff that'll help us later in life, not right now, because what they were talking.
Oh my! But they, man, they were talking about what was going on. They wasn't. You didn't have to cuss, and if they did or whatever, it wasn't all that, and it wasn't ratchet. They talk about some and real. It's the beat behind it.
Oh my God!
It's the beat behind that.
You know,
oh my God!
It was fun to see a Kwame a Big Daddy Kane, Heavy D, have dancers dancing on the side of them. It just made you
feel like all I was a dancer.
Now, you know, the choreography of somebody sitting here putting something together that we can enjoy to me are artists. To me, I think nowadays they're just putting things together just for a check. And we're killing each other for a check. We are disrespecting each other for a check. Right. Then when that money goes and where are you going, nobody's there to check you. I mean, we just had to get it right. Music is our foundation. Make music love again. Where's R&B, as we talked when we had Ray Lavender? Where's the love? There's no love. It's more about hate. It's because black music is taking over the world. But look what the concept they're giving us. Look at the ingredients they're giving us. We got to stir it up and make a different ingredients because, like I said, our future depends on us. I want to say
what?
Congratulations to the class of 2023.
Yeah.
For the kindergartens going to the middle school. Yeah. I mean, from the elementary school going to middle school. Middle school going to high school coming to the real world.
Hopefully.
For the ones who don't go to college, welcome to the real world.
Well, yeah.
For the ones who are going to college, man, welcome. Continue to make a difference because the world depends on you. For the ones who, you know, just in the high school, welcome to the real world. Hey, it's real out here. You're here now. Class of 23, let's come out here. You make the difference. We're trying to, but you have to make the difference. It's because of what you have and what you're looking forward. So welcome to the world now. You are free.
The real
some of y'all.
World. Yeah, you ain't the real free, world. Man, let me tell you.
When they said that to me, when I graduated, I was like, what? Now I had
no idea where the hell I was going. No.
I know I was going to school.
No, I went. And I tell you, though, I should have just waited.
See? So for those who are waiting for their senior year coming up in 11th grade, please take advantage. Yes, school might not teach you everything that's out here in the real world, but what it does is get you ready for what you have to do. Get up, go to work, be disciplined.
But you know what the difference?
School teaches discipline.
Let me tell you something. The difference between those that are not in America.
Yeah.
Okay, and those in the American school system. They teach you to be a slave. They don't teach you how to be independent or how to. Because remember when we were growing up, they had a trade in high school.
Yeah, they don't have that.
And they took
not
it
that
out.
Many, not that many.
They, not that many, but they had trades.
I agree.
They had shops. They had how to be a mechanic, how to be whatever in high school, and that was preparing you already. You already was earning a living.
Yeah.
You know?
And also it taught you, as we listen as our grandparents, when I went to my grandmother's house, grandpa worked, grandma was home. You know, she took care of the household. She took care of everything. Basically, she's raising a house as pops out there working.
Right.
Because that's what slaves used to do. The men used to be out there in a cotton field or whatever. Yeah. And the women stayed home and do it.
Well, women was in the field too now, mind you.
I mean, I'm going to say women were in the field, but that's because of what type of woman you was. Was you the Kente or the Christian?
No. You was in the field if you were dark skinned.
Fact. That's what I was saying.
You was in the house if you was light skinned. So, and that colorism right now,
now we got more independence where, you know, families take on families, but we're more separated because now they're forcing dad to go out here and do things he's not supposed to do to maintain his family. And then the household is brought up without that male figure in the house. Then that man got to go through so many trials and stipulations just to get back on his feet. You already took his family away from him from the crime that he committed. Well, he comes back home. Like you spend years, you're on probation, you spend fines, and you still get brought up of what you done did in the past, and they start judging you on that. You know how hard that is to come back, and you have a little man or a little woman looking in your face thinking, what is dad doing? Because mama's arguing at you, fussing at you. It's because things are not being right. Right. And it's so unfair for some of us people who are forced to do things in their family.
Right.
You know, sometimes we're forced to do that, and it hurts.
Well,
trying
to
come back, I'm climbing back
up. You know what, to everything you're saying, yeah, praise. Okay, and you're right. And there's so much more we can go into a whole. We need more people to talk about this because what you're saying is right. And there's so many avenues to that actually.
Correct.
But anyway, I want to go ahead and mention. Have you guys seen this video with a pastor during an interview? They start to break out in a fight.
No,
fight is over his wife. Okay. And I did. I think I sent that to LA. I'm not sure. But, man, I'm telling you. This pastor, he said, fuck you. He said, you fuck my wife and such and such. My daughter, I think she videotaped him coming to the house and such and such. So I'm like, okay, so that was consensual.
Okay.
He didn't come in. I don't think this man raped your wife. Okay, your wife.
Good question.
He said, you broke up my... home or something like that, he said. I'm like, no, your wife did that, bruh.
So how you handle
your wife, and of course he knows you met, she married, they both did, and, but that's your wife.
But that's a good relationship
she
question.
Hit it and she
I'm gonna ask if you found out your man's cheating or he messed with somebody, would you take him back?
It depends.
What?
I'm not sure. It depends on the situation. He's a deacon. No, he was a deacon. He's a deacon.
That's a title.
But he's a deacon. Okay. I'm just telling you what happened. He's a deacon. The daughter, he says his daughter videotaped the deacon coming to the house. And of course, look, and I think the wife is there. He said, the wife, you bugged my wife. You broke up my. No.
So who he get mad at?
That's
the deacon or the wife? You get mad at the wife.
Fight the man in the studio. The deacon is there.
But.
No, the deacon is in the studio.
I know what you're saying.
You're fighting this man when you need to be going to your wife. I mean, that you know them both. This is not a stranger.
That's why I asked that question.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I could not fight my friend. I fight my friend.
No, I'm gonna deal with him later.
My circumstances.
What?
If I find out, all right, my girlfriend, whoever's significant other one is cheating.
Right.
I think when people ask that question, it's not that to find out that you're cheating. We want to know who you're doing it with. If it's somebody
Because
it's somebody I know, that means a disrespect.
And I'm
going to his ass.
But why is it?
Stop.
Okay.
If it's somebody who I don't know, I can't get upset with this man. It's because I don't know you.
Yeah.
He did more of the work to precede all that. You probably knew about me.
Right.
So he didn't care about that. That's cool. That's fine. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure she told you things I'm doing for you. So
I can't
get upset with somebody I don't know.
Right,
you know what,
right,
sir?
Right. Definitely.
You can go. Appreciate it. Now. That's your warning. You only want to get one.
Now, he needs to stay back.
Stay back and let me handle the situation.
Right.
Now, if you want to sit here and want to get all, you really want to, I'm her man. You want to, let me deal with you. Now, deal with him now. But for me, I cannot fight somebody I don't know or get in an argument with somebody I don't know if I don't know you and you slept with my girlfriend or whoever.
Okay, look, this man, the pastor's wife slept with the deacon. Deacon slept with his wife. Okay, he's about to fight the doggone deacon. I mean, big old brawl. Okay, they had to be escorted out. Police was called and everything. I'm still waiting for part two of this story.
So what's the point? What's your point about it?
Man, to my relationship wise, what would you do?
That's
you
what I just
told you.
What would you do already?
You already told us.
I wouldn't fight somebody who I don't know.
Okay.
Then you know him.
But it's not just that. Woman, what was you thinking?
She's getting her. You tell her. You tell me from a woman's perspective.
Oh, my God.
Because from a man's perspective, I'm telling you, if a man fights somebody he don't know and he has sex with him.
It was his pride. It was his pride that was hurt. That's what it was.
That too. But
that's why he carried on that way.
You got to understand the situation that you're in when it comes to your pride. Yeah, my girl, my wife got some fire. But let me look at this first. For instance, I went home one day, came home from a nice vacation.
Right.
And I told my significant other, before I get to the city, is there anything I need to know before I get home? I know people going to talk and people going to do their thing.
I'd be damned.
If I'm gone for a year, I might do some things. If my girlfriend is gone for a year, wife gone for a year, ain't no telling what might happen. But at that time, if I'm sleeping with somebody or messing with somebody, that person, it has to be a string along. We all out here humping, having sex for the wrong reasons out here.
Yeah.
But if it's for the right reason, have the respect for the person who you with to understand, yes, I was seeing somebody while you was gone. You was gone. You know, tell them the truth. What can you do? You was locked up for a year. Understood that.
Yeah.
But tell me the truth. I'm giving you an opportunity to tell me the truth. She didn't. And then I find out she was with somebody else. First thing I do, who is it? I called him, knew who he was, didn't know who he was.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? Had no beef with you. Don't know you. I'm going, don't know of you. And after that, we just had to split. It's because during my lowest point of times, not that you just lied to me, but then again, you didn't keep 100. So if I kept that relationship and kept going with it, she would have got used to that, and she would have probably cheated again and do something else. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes you cut lines and cut of everything.
Why would you, would you go back to the person if they cheated?
Like I said,
I think you asked me that. It depends on,
like I said, the situation. Now, if I'm locked up and you get out and you have sex, I admit, if I'm going 4 years and some change, I'm going to do it too.
I think that's going to be a toxic thing, really. No, because you think they can retaliate? You think somebody would retaliate after you, okay, you went back with them, and you only went back with them because you wanted want revenge.
Now, that's a whole different story.
I don't do that.
I neck pick now. If I'm dealing with someone now,
because we know you can be petty.
I'm petty. If you cheat on me, I am cheating on you. Real talk.
Yeah, I remember that he said.
And I'm doing it. I'm letting you know what I'm about. So guess what? I'm not doing this wondering what you're doing when you're not around. That's too much stress. That's too much things. So guess what? I'm going to give you the same actions. Back in the days when someone cheat, it was so quiet. It's because we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have internet. We didn't have pictures.
You just had
nosy-ass.
So it was kind of harder.
Nowadays, we got so many gadgets where...
Oh, my God.
You know what? If you cheat, and if it's somebody... I'm going to cheat, too. Let me see. I want you to feel my pain. I don't even want to think about that, because cheating is the last thing I think about when I'm getting involved in a relationship.
Why bother get... Okay, my thing is, okay, you get involved with someone. Okay, do we go in? I'm going to cheat. You're not satisfied with someone.
Why do people nowadays, when they ask...
We talked about that last time.
Yeah, ask questions.
Yeah.
I have someone who... I work a daily job, and I deliver packages, and somebody was asking me, did you have sex with somebody on your route? Why would you ask somebody that? I mean, out the blue. As things are going on.
And then that one come out.
It comes out, what makes you think that? Like, I haven't cheated on you, but when you start asking questions.
I'm already leaving you.
Yeah, that's insecure.
I already left.
I don't like insecure questions mentally. In the beginning of... dating or stop asking me. I'm not gonna ask you about your ex.
So this
I'm gonna ask you what happened. Like, did you what happened with your relationship? Okay. I'll give you opportunity to explain.
Okay.
I'm not gonna ask you, did he beat you? I'm not gonna ask you, questions, but it depends on the first thing I'm gonna ask, what happened to your last relationship?
Exactly.
That's for you to explain.
But what if they don't? And then you find out later, 3 months later. You already involved. You invested.
Well, like I said, now that's when the feelings got in there, because if she...
No, you're invested now. Know, exactly. Now you find out that this person has been there with some trauma. There was some abuse going on.
Exactly. No, it's just, why couldn't you tell me? Sit down. What else do I need to know
We have to be better communicators when facts. I think we need to start asking that type of question.
We got to stop being scared of what people going to think or people going
to
say.
Yes. That's the thing right there.
When we're young, we do that. I think as we get older, and I think the more, and what you think of dating, I'm going to say dating, when people have multiple friends, do you contribute that as she's a whore? Or is it somebody having fun?
Isn't a whore somebody that's married and they cheat?
I don't know. You know, when I grew up, I thought a whore was everybody who messes around with a lot of multiple men, but...
Men or women.
I ain't going to say I like a woman, but I like a woman too. You know, have more, because the more you do, the more you know. Mm-hmm. When it comes to relationships, and the more you get into relationships, yeah, you might have did this and that. But if you got multiple friends that you had within the past, I consider that a whore. Agree with that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know,
because that word is just getting thrown around now, like.
Like narcissist is being thrown around too?
Exactly. Like if
someone said to me yesterday, they said they looked in the dictionary and the way it described it was it's everyone's a narcissist, meaning good or bad. And I was like, I don't associate narcissists being something good. So how would you think that is something? I don't think a narcissist is someone that only puts themselves in the center of attention. They have to be. They only have no regard. There's no emotion about what you've been through. You know, if I'm telling you, oh, yeah, such and such had passed on, such and such. Oh, my mama passed, God forbid, had passed on, such and such. And you show no emotion or empathy or what I'm going through.
So if you was to ask somebody that question that you want to know, how would you address it then?
No, we had a debate.
But how would you?
No, that was a debate.
With you. We got.
Okay.
Viewers here who might need a word of how to. I'm gonna say how to date or how to communicate with somebody.
But people like that that comes with self love. You have to know who you are. You have to know your worth. Okay. And are you willing? And the fact is that they are defending it or you kind of, if it doesn't make you feel good or whatever the case is, and you have to be a smart person as far as I'm concerned, you got to walk away from that. Okay, simply. And usually you can tell by their actions. Correct. Not so much what they're saying, not only what they're saying, but by their actions.
Cut out your tongue. You can tell somebody by the way they move.
Now, let me look up. I can tell you what narcissists and what they say, such and such. But he actually had the nerve to say to me something about narcissists, that it was the good and bad. And I'm like, oh, you think yourself highly. You're supposed to think of yourself highly.
Exactly. Who else am I supposed to think of?
So a narcissist is supposed to think, no. I said, no, you need to continue finishing that sentence because that does not make it a good thing at all. You're supposed to be thinking yourself highly. You're supposed to know your worth. Now, if you are thinking yourself highly and degrading others, yes, that's the rest of the sentence. Then therefore, no, that's not a good thing.
Facts, and I agree with that. Totally agree with that.
Don't get on my damn nerves on that conversation. But I'm serious. I was heated. And I said, no, that's factual. I said, for one person that had, if you are a victim of a narcissist, that's not a feel good. No, there's nothing good about that at all. Nothing.
But communication. Like I said,
I'm going to communicate the hell out of it, okay? No, so like here, overview, it says here in Google, blah, blah, blah. Overview, a narcissistic personality disorder is a mental health condition in which people have an unreasonably high sense of their own importance, okay? They need and seek too much attention and want people to admire them. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others.
But there are a lot of people out here like that.
You damn sure right.
So many people.
No, there are. Very selfish people. So again, you have to pay attention to the flags.
Yes.
Red or white.
And if you know that's not in your characteristics, leave that persons alone.
Yeah.
It's because you cannot think and you cannot change that person's thought because that's going to be people's game plan.
Yeah.
Oh, you think like that? I'm going to change it. No, you're not. Really, you're going to make it worse. You're going to change it for the moment. You're going to change it for the moment. I'm telling you. If somebody is doing something or saying something to you that you do not like and they continue doing it, you're not going to change that person's view or heart. Trust me, they got to change on their own. You're not going to be able to do it. And this is with a lot of communications with a lot of people in relationships don't last now, especially sex. Where do condoms go?
I don't know, but where's the what about abstinence? Do you have to get a toy?
You have to play with yourself.
Get to know yourself.
Well, do you know how many women have got it in the club without them even knowing? Oh yeah, Beyonce done got it. Ashanti got it.
Stop. What?
Oh man, listen, I play with myself real quick.
Got what?
Got me. They got it.
In your head.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
Man, some of y'all need to do that. I keep 100. You know how many girls they had and got it was like, girl, you bad. And I got you that night before you went to sleep. Like, it's, listen, because nowadays, what we're doing is having sex because he's cute. She's cute. She's for the wrong reason.
Man, you know, I'm going to be real raunchy or nasty.
Some of y'all not ready
whatever.
For parenthood.
No, let me tell you something. You gonna get something other than that cuteness. What she got, she got a nice body, but she got trick, or she got HIV, or he got HIV, he got this
or
and that.
Or she got issues.
Mental health issues. Oh my gosh, she's a psychotic. Look, I mean,
and once you have a child, that blood
schizophrenia,
is.
Bipolar with schizophrenia, let me tell you, get to know who you are. Know your worth. Because once you do that, you start seeing other people. Not saying you just watch people. And go by what they're saying as well as what their actions.
Like I said, and look at them and you can tell by the way they walk.
Man, let me tell you, I'm really just so real. Fed up with it all.
I mean, it's bad because guess who at the end of the day gets the end of the stick. It's
you
the children.
Do.
Not even you. It's the children.
Well, if they're children, then.
Children's going to be.
If there are children.
Yeah, but that's how most of our culture.
I suppose.
Most of our culture, the way they are. Some of us was born on accident. Born for the wrong reasons. And let's keep it 100. We ain't going to call people's names because you know who you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Your mom wasn't a mom to you. Your dad wasn't a dad to you. Y'all, Kamasi, you know, arguing. She probably just had you to keep a. You know, there's a lot of relationships where women will keep a relationship because of a child. Great.
Yeah, some people.
So
do.
So you don't know if you are born on purpose, on accident. Let's just keep it 100. You don't know from what people are telling you, but there's a lot. I know a lot of people to this day. So I know what happened in my days.
I know.
She trying to trap a man because he, you know what I'm saying?
What
and
about,
he gonna keep it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I know it went along back in the day. So some of us.
What about they got pregnant just so they can collect a check?
Those are the bad ones. And to this day, they still collecting checks. They still looking for.
I remember when Clint came into office, and it was he said you can only have a certain amount of kids in order to if you had seven kids and you only had up to five, you will only be able to collect for the five.
Oh, you for real? So they had,
it was something like that.
I was in the street back then.
I don't think it came to fruition, but I that's what the, you know, people.
But
talk.
There are some people out here like that. There's some people who want
to. Oh, they collecting the stamps and they check and they walking around and this and that.
Section steak, eight,
and
section
they kid,
eight, all that stuff.
No, hold on. And the kid is walking around with what? Not what they got.
Facts. Facts.
Unfreaking believable. Facts. I've seen
a lot of that growing up, and most of it.
That's disgusting to me.
And it hurts. I know that we out here struggling, trying to find a way.
Ask for child support from this dude. Unfreaking believable. You had no damn choice. You had to give the doggone name. You had to give a name, and they were finding him. That's if he was on somebody's book.
And you knew how the way he was moving away before you had sex. That he was going to change to have a child. Hey, do your research on your partners.
Nah, I think because it's low self-esteem. That's one.
But, you know, I had somebody tell me. They Googled me and told me some of the things that I've been through. I was like, how you know? Oh, I Googled you. So it's easy now. You ain't even got to tell
nobody.
If you Google me and you judge me on what they think I am, I'm telling you, you're going to be in for a real week.
Someone Googled me. They said, like, this is that, man. I even have a freaking petition from child custody back in the day.
Ooh.
I had that. That's it. I was like, wait a minute. What?
But they do that now. I don't want to call out the name, but I had this young lady back. Oh, this is years back.
Uh-huh.
And this one really spooked me. So she said, I told everything about me. Mm-hmm. About a week later, she said, my dad Googled you. And her dad was a reverend. So he said,
okay. He
don't want me talking to you. It's because your license is suspended. It's been suspended for years. I was like, ooh, you sound like you did DMV.
Wait a minute now.
I guess, I don't know. You know, being a deacon, guess I'm not responsible, but I'm pretty sure he's seen other stuff. But that was the excuse he gave her. So I was like, well, what you think? First, she was like, I don't care, you know. I said, I told you the truth, but what license got to do with, I had to tell you my license is suspended. Do I still come see you?
Your license is not suspended.
My license is suspended. But no, it really was. But at that time.
Well, was then, yes.
Yeah. But for him to go in there and, you know, for the father to, you know, go in there and dig dirt into her. But he's doing his job.
Yeah.
But that's what I said is watch what you do and what you put out here is because these can affect relationships.
It can. Yeah,
I don't want you to be against your parents. I really don't. I want you to love your parents.
There was a guy I was dating at one point, and I asked, and I told him that I Googled him. You know, he got upset.
Why?
I don't know. Well, we're not together, but the fact is that he got upset because I'm like, dude, it's public information.
But he's old school now, so he's so used to people doing that. I had to learn that. Now I expect people to do that. So when I expect you to do it.
So
if you ask a question, I'm going to give you the answer because you're going to Google me anyway. You feel what I'm saying? And find
not
out
everybody that's smart. Not every,
that's fine. But after the show, they might start Googling people. But
I know, right? You might start
after the show, they might start.
Oh, my goodness.
But, Ella, you ever Googled somebody before, man? See? Oh, he been married for like 6 years.
Let me tell you, you can start, when he Googled me, he said, oh, shoot, you worth such and such and such. I said, uh-huh. I just said, wait a minute. I'm literally on the net worth. I'm literally on someone's net worth.
I don't have time. Like I said, earlier as we were speaking, I give people that 100% validation where I'm not going to ask the questions that I'm going to wait. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to ask you, have you been arrested? No, the stuff I really don't want to know, don't need to know. But
honey,
if it starts coming up, then I'm going to start going. You start acting crazy. Yeah, then I'm going to start Googling.
Well, people can not only Google, but if you really want to find somebody out, you got time to spend about $20 to go ahead and do a background check on somebody, then you can do that.
They spend $20 on hair, Jordan.
People don't even want to spend money on taking care of themselves, self-care, and no, they'd rather go buy some damn jewelry.
That's
or
self-care
whatever.
To them. That's self-care to
okay,
them.
You know what I'm saying.
But I'm
okay?
saying.
That so has no value at all. Okay. You don't even want to invest a few dollars in some doggone stocks, but you're going to go ahead and invest in somebody else for their stock and they're growing. Yes. See, this is it's really the people. Let's get it together here. You know, when you go, okay, in order to do stocks, guys, go ahead and just you get a brokerage account. Let me just start there. Because a lot of people don't know how to do. No, it's not Stash. No, it's not. No, no.
Bitcoin,
you go get you go get a brokerage account. Who is that? I'm not telling because they ain't paying me. So
find your own.
You get a brokerage account. Find what is a broke who is where do you go to get a brokerage account? Say it like that, Google that, and then it'll pull it up. But yes. And then you go in there and you put money, you know, against, you know, get a share. I would prefer get a share or a couple of shares, not a fraction of a share. But it does grow because somebody told me at the bank that, you know, or the brokerage at the firm that is.
We have so many devices to make us smart and educate us.
That's part of that relationship wise, guys. You got to be smart with it. You know, right now with everything with Africa, well, the BRICS or whatever, the BRICS, you know, I'm still trying to understand all of that. But, you know, get your house in order. That's basically get your house in order. It's nothing different to tell you the truth, because when coins went to dollars, when did that change? That was what the 19s, what was that, the 40s or the 20s or the 30s or something like that? Whatever, when it changed over, people were freaking out then. It's no different right now.
But nowadays, money's not going to be a chance of value.
Anyway, y'all better start. Well, that's what I'm saying. So you learn how to barter. They did that then. They did it way back when.
If you don't know what barter is, please go to your Google and talk to her. I mean, this is just real stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Barter basically is you got something that I need and I have something that you need. So we're just switching that up. And that's what they did during COVID.
But let them find it out.
Okay, fine.
Let them find it out.
Okay, fine. Then he says,
because they'll Google real quick how much Beyonce worth. How much somebody got in a bank account instead of doing something for you
and
educating yourself.
Let me tell you something. That's real stuff. That's probably not even up there. But when I Google me and I find out my net worth, and I'm like, why am I up there?
You did that? Your net worth?
No, I'm serious. There's a net worth on me. I'm sitting like, oh, really? Where am I at? Can I please ask them? And actually, it's there because it's called birth certificate.
For birth certificate, life insurances. That's all. I mean, life insurance gun in it.
I freaked out just a tad bit. I said, okay, well, somebody got a net worth on me. Okay, fine.
Whatever. Now everybody's going to go in and start. Look at their name and net worth. They're going to look at themselves first. They're going to go to you.
No. I was just a little surprised that it was there amongst good company. I mean,
you got insurance policies and stuff on you, right?
I'm not telling you that.
But don't worry about it. Because your net worth, it has a part of that. I'm telling you. The percentage of that is added to that.
Not that. You see a picture of me on the radio, and that's what that's
I mean,
that's
there. That's just the image.
No. Trust me. I'm just saying chose that in image.
And that's
and apparently, I'm like, oh, I'm somebody. Okay.
Go under the bridge.
Do that.
Go under the bridge and ask one of them guys what's their name and Google their name.
You know what? Yes, you can do that. Google yourself. Well, just put your name and say net worth. That's what I
if you're worth a dollar, then try to be $2 tomorrow. Let's try to increase that. That's our job. If you're worth $5, try to be $10 by tomorrow. Hey,
oh my
net
God.
Worth your value because you're not promised tomorrow. And make sure that your kids are going to be taken care of where they have to count on the world.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Listen, I received the email, right?
DM.
That they're saying, okay, I didn't know. I got two things to say, but let me mention that one since you said DM. Now, I received a message. We talk about relationships, guys. We talk about relationships, but just any kind of relationship, dealing with folk and so on, men, opposite sex, all the same. Okay. Now, this person said to me in a DM, I ain't going to say who.
No, don't do that.
Where's the party at tonight?
Okay.
What does that mean?
Where are you going to
be? I asked the man that.
All right.
He told me what it meant. I said, I kind of figured that. Now I'm a bit offended.
For me, if I put where the party at,
to a
I'm
female.
Trying to find out to a female, where is she going to be at? Where's the party at?
Oh.
Like, she's going out, where the party at?
Okay.
Because then if she say, sweet, that means she's going to be at sweet.
Okay,
what'd you take at that?
I asked a gentleman
friend. That's my opinion. That's my
option. Okay, fine, no problem. Okay. I asked a gentleman friend, and he confirmed my thought. I was like, and I didn't, I just asked about it, because I thought, I said, does this mean this, you know?
What
he said, no, you want to fuck.
Ooh.
Does that mean in L.A.? L.A. don't know.
I'm straight up. If I want to come over, yo, I'm pulling up.
Okay, like, listen.
But when I say, but, where the party, that's why I said, for me.
Yes, sir.
That line for me is, yes, where the party? Are you, that okay. means, are you going to be there?
But when I act, when I thought this was out the freaking blue, that you're asking me where the party at tonight. And when I asked the gentleman friend about it, he confirmed what I was thinking. And I stopped thinking. I said, no, I don't want to
think that
way.
So somebody texted you or DM'd you.
DM'd me, uh-huh.
Instead of you answering them back, you call somebody else to
yes.
clarify what
yes,
it was.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, you need validation for everything.
What do you mean for everything?
Because you always do that. I'm constantly on the show, you always say, when you somebody says something, I got to call another friend. You go to, why you don't go on your assumptions? Because now you're taking somebody else's thought.
Negro.
What's your assumption?
Other. Let's say other.
There you go.
Because he said anyway, look, look, I just was thinking about it, and then I stopped thinking about it, and then I said, you know what, oh, let me just ask you about this. What do you think that means? So when he said that, I was like, okay, and I just like, okay, whatever, and I just left it alone after that.
Now if he would have said, like he said to you, well, you'd called me, and I'd have gave that. See, you see what I'm saying? So you can't go on somebody else's validation in their word.
How are you going to tell me what I should do? I just simply
I'm just telling you because you sat right there and asked me the question. I told you, but then you said,
you know what? I'm done with
was,
you. I'm
the
done
question
with you.
Was, I had to call somebody else.
Well, yes, I did. I want to speak to another man. I didn't call you.
I know my phone.
You want me to call you now? I can call you.
I'll be good. You want
whatever. You know what? So I got this. So anyway, people have been asking me about what are my favorite positions.
Where the party at?
People were asking me what are my favorite positions. Some people were asking me about what my favorite positions were.
And did you call somebody else and ask them for that validation?
We talk about relationships, right? Let me show you my positions.
No, we can't do it on TV.
You want me?
We can't do it on TV.
Yeah, we can. Okay. I can show you my positions.
Okay, sure.
You see his lips? He's over here. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to show you my favorite positions. Okay.
Sitting down.
So, my favorite positions are...
Oh, I thought you were going to get a
physical. Okay. Is host, CEO, creative director, and producer.
Great positions.
Yes, those are my favorite positions. Great positions. Indeed. Yes,
host
indeed.
Means from the back, CEO from the side. Creative doggy style. All in one, baby.
But I want to, yeah, but those are my favorite positions. What is your favorite position?
My favorite position, father.
Father.
Friend.
Okay.
Boss.
Okay.
Leader.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
That's it?
That's my position.
Okay. Ask L.A. what's his favorite position. I think his would be producer and father and husband.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
What you think, L.A.?
Friend. At times.
And friends.
And friends.
Yeah, see, we...
At times. You know, where you from and what you want.
definitely. Yes, indeed. But I thought that was really exciting. Was someone had asked me about, you know, what my favorite positions were. And I was like, okay, well, I think there's a few of my favorite positions.
And see, y'all got y'all minds in the gutter.
Yes, indeed.
I thought you was going to get up and show me. Can't show everybody our positions, but I got you, boo. But, yo.
Okay, what you got?
But moving on, I want to, I'm going to say thank you to the, you know, we had Mother's Day pass, to all the women out there who are making sure that their children and everything around them is great, because I know it is hard. Y'all really run the world, and y'all really put this world in perspective.
Well, we the only ones that's actually giving birthing you.
Exactly. And
we need your help too.
I really need, you know, some of y'all, we ain't got to be sassy or ghetto or hood or boss.
When it's necessary.
When it's necessary, but just be you, be strong. You're already independent. And show these people out here, you know, y'all are better than what they perceive us to be. Because right now, women are winning. I ain't gonna lie. Women, when it comes to music, y'all winning. When it comes to, you know, rap, R&B, these women, they come on here, but let's just keep it positive. Let's keep it motivated. Some of y'all still need men. Act like y'all don't need
Hey, look, my wrists are broken.
Yeah, I need a woman. I don't need one, but I want one. And I'm pretty sure it's vice versa with you. But stop acting like, you know.
Well, people would say that was there. I listened to one particular woman, and she made such a valid point that, you know, we are strong, independent yes. women. And that's not a compliment,
no.
especially for Black women. Yes. Because when we are stressing or debating or whatever, we looked at as, what, angry?
Yes.
No, it's no, look, no, we're not angry. I'm passionate about what the hell I'm talking about. And I'm standing 10 toes down on what I'm speaking on, you know. And you're not going to, I'm not going to be a pushover because we've been pushed over too much.
Too long.
And too long, yes. So now, and then when a man comes in, in our first segment, episode, we talked about femininity and masculinity, whereas that I have no choice but to do so because there isn't a man there. So now when I need to be feminine, when the hell is that right now?
Correct.
You know?
Correct, correct.
So, but when there is a man there, man, I would love for a man to come in and I'm like, look, my wrist broke, baby. Yes, I need that done. Yes, I need to do this. Can you fix that? Can you do this for me? Whatever. My wrist broke.
But you still can be the two things at one time. But when a man come in there, we want to see the feminine. We want to see the feminine.
That's what I'm talking about. I would like to,
ladies,
yes.
Give them, I know you got this guard up, this fence up, this wall up you always got. But when a man is present and you want him.
When he is there,
when he's
yes.
is there,
yes.
give him the feminine.
I would
side
love to do that.
Oh, man. Because trust me, he is giving him man. His way. But give him the feminine side and make him
to
feel wanted. Make him feel loved. Trust me, that man likes that. He likes that too. And trust me, the sex, the moment will be much better.
Man, let me tell you, I would love to say, yes, daddy. Yes, baby.
Because you already gonna say yes, mommy.
Who is this? Who is this?
He gonna do it.
Look, yes, daddy. Yes, yes, poppy. What's up?
Yes,
you know what
yes.
you need? And but I think what it is that when I see some of these relationships where the female is still in this masculine energy, and dude is not doing his part.
Well,
he's not protecting her.
And she loves that.
He's not professing. He's not providing. He's not doing any of these things what a man supposed to do, okay? And it gives her where, I mean, there has to be a balance.
Yeah,
every one of
it
us
does.
Have to have a balance.
But to me, we should go into a relationship as if you was going for that career job you got.
Who you telling?
Talk to it and do a little. Like,
yeah.
Do a little interview and talk to him.
That's exactly what it is.
It really, it's an interview. That first dating
take
is an
application.
Interview.
So take an application.
Take the interview. That will let you know references. You know what I'm saying? Do it as that. Don't do it because he looks good or you think you can.
Honey.
Now it's just modal. Some people are doing relationships now to see what they can get from someone else and that doing it for love.
Do you know that people do come in with their representative in the first, 90 days?
Yeah, I can see that, but.
But we know you men don't last but 2-3 weeks.
That's the between men and man.
No, they're, boy and man.
Yeah, me,
male like, and man.
I know when I'm getting to it, I know the red flags, and I ask these important interview questions, not the important ones about her.
Yes.
See her first.
Yes.
Second date, then it might be about the family, then about that. But first thing is about her first. See what she's about. And I can tell you, the red flags don't match.
And some men don't know how, not males.
Males.
Males are not, they don't know how to be men. So then now women, is left to us to try to figure out what we're dealing with.
And if that's the case, sometimes teach us, find their weaknesses.
Yeah.
And vice versa. And make it strong. That's how a relationship becomes.
You're not going to get that on the first date.
No,
let that first date be a lunch or meet at a Starbucks, not a dinner.
No, dinner.
Because this Negro
dinner
or
dinner
other
time.
Is looking for something in return.
I could do it. To me, a second date is dinner. First, to me, is brunch, lunch, something a little small.
Say
like
who?
A first date.
The first date is like a brunch, or coffee, or something, tea, whatever you do, something like.
Dinner's really the second finale. To me, that's the finalized.
That's how you know if he really wants to be.
If he really wants to be facts.
Be interesting.
That's just, you know, some are our points. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different.
And it's the courting part because males don't know how to do that now. They don't know. There's some men out there that are. They know.
I was raised by women. When I say women, I mean women. My grandma had 11 kids mm-hmm. and only 4 boys. So dominated by women. And women, yeah. I've learned by watching them. And some people say, I'm soft. Or, no, I'm not soft. I just know how and what I want.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you to the second date, I'm giving you differently than what I'm going to give somebody who I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You who I am courting, you who I'm trying to get involved with, you're supposed to be treated different than the outsiders. I'm giving you Jermaine. I'm not giving you Thirst. I'm not giving you Snap. You're getting that first. Because mm-hmm. that's what you might like. Mm-hmm. But if you're getting involved with a relationship, now you're trying to get to know that person. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to know Snap. You're not supposed to know Thirst. You know of him.
Yeah.
You're supposed to know Jermaine or that man who he's born and see his do's and don'ts. Mm-hmm. I want to know when you come in the house, I can look at you and tell, what's wrong? Nothing. Yes, it is. That means you know that person. You understand that person. You can tell by your body language.
Do you think also that... For women, it's a little different. It's different.
I don't know. So I want to. I know for men.
No, I know, right? But for women, you think we give too much when you date? When you was dating, do you think that women were giving too much information about themselves?
I think back in the early days, yes. Mm-hmm. I think now that you know I'm more dating older at an older age that they didn't experience that. And I think now they don't give that much. They give real little bit now.
Right.
Back in the days, I think they really have. Well, you know, they'll tell you everything without even asking. But that's just called, to me, great communication at first. If I'm learning that without asking,
right.
One thing I learned, you're a great communicator. You like to talk. Fine. So that's some things I don't have to ask because I already see it.
Right.
Nowadays, it's just you take somebody out to eat or date. It seems like a date because it's like you're looking for a conversation to start. What should I ask? How can I ask? Then, you know what I mean? That's just some.
I think that's going out with someone on a first, it should be something light, yes. But it should be something fun to do where it will cause you to communicate.
Facts.
Where going out to just eat, we can do that by...
You're like forcing the conversation. You're like forcing conversation.
I can't do that by... I can do that by myself, but when you're, I don't know, playing basketball, you gotta...
Bowl. Go bowling.
You gotta communicate.
You gotta communicate when you're having fun.
So
I that should be like a first date. Fun should be a first date.
Thank you. I think it should be something cause you to communicate with the person, you know. Yeah,
like,
I did it.
Like
you
first
know,
date. Why would I take somebody to the movies first date? You gotta be quiet because I'm watching a damn movie.
Exactly.
Why would I take somebody? I don't never take anybody to first date movies. I never did no first date be going to the movies, then dinner. Those are two intimate times. We know each other. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when I watch a movie, don't call my phone. Don't touch me. I'm into it. What? I want to listen to every word. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so why would I take a first date to a movie?
Exactly.
All I'm going to do is feel on you. That's anything, but I'm focused on the movie. If I pay $18, I'm paying attention to that damn movie.
Damn popcorn and everything. We doing this. But yes, bowling, playing some basketball. My kind of ideal first date would be like doing something like that.
Yes.
Playing some basketball. Maybe the ball. Yeah. I used to be on the team. I was very athletic. I'm still am, but I don't do as much as, but I would love to find someone to do that. Play some b-ball. Boom. So I'd do a 3-pointer with no problem.
So after the, how many basketball first dates you've been on?
I haven't been. That was my first boyfriend, actually.
They're going to be...
My first real boyfriend.
They're going to be distracted when you
shoot.
Because
he was a ball player.
They're going to be distracted when they shoot, so I don't think they could do that.
Yeah, that was a pain in the ass. Shut up.
That first thing
was quick. Stop it. My thing was my first boy, because he was playing basketball. I played ball in school, and my sister did, but she went further. She did professional ball. For me, I just went straight to the dancing thing. I was like, nah, I like dance. My thing,
no doubt.
But, I mean, ball, I play hockey. I ran track, Colgate. I did all of that. I was a great runner.
So you're athletic.
Yes. So I did all of that. That's why I be feeling the pain out of my knees, child. But now it's like, okay.
But that's a good tip.
I will definitely, I want to do things like that's fun.
First date should be an activity date.
I think so.
I think now we gotta change the narrative. A lot of people that date the movies, dinner.
We need to do that. Yeah, I suggest everyone to do that. Even
Stone Mountain. Walk up Stone Mountain together.
That's a challenge. Oh, too. Yes.
You're going to know if she's strong and he's strong. They make it to the top.
Are your lungs strong?
Are you okay? That's going to tell a lot. If you walk up there, he go like, you already know your mom. He got stamina.
Because I had, the gentleman friend, okay. His main concern was, can you take care of me if something goes wrong? And you want to be with someone that can take, would you change my diaper? Because this person that he had dated before, and this is trauma for some people.
I got you.
Because you just had knee surgery. It wasn't a knee replacement. It was just some type of knee surgery he had. And she left because she wasn't using. He was doing everything, vacations, buying her cars, and buying bought a house.
She got more spoiled to the things.
Right, but when it was time when things were down, she wasn't caring for him.
Exactly.
So now I'm like, oh, so I'm getting the brunt of this because now I gotta, you know. I said, no, I'm gonna tell you right now. This is my background. I will take care of you regardless of who you are.
When you give someone gifts and gabs when it's during the process, it's not going to last at the end. To me,
you'll find out who they really are.
To me, it's more, you take care of me now. Mm-hmm. You do think you might get little things, but the big reward is going to come when it's time for the
And see, my thing is, see, for men, now, it depends on...
That's me.
Now, see, it depends. If you were a truck driver, you know, I mean, I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. As long as you are dependable, you're trustworthy, you know, you're loving, you're caring, you're a provider.
You're already out there working.
Whatever you're out there doing. And that love of a woman makes that man, he will only change for that one.
Facts.
That's what, am I correct? You're a man.
Facts.
Only a man would change for that one woman that makes him feel so. He will move a freaking mountain for you.
You ain't
got
to ask him to change.
And all he's asking is you to be available, there, caring, you know, I can trust you, and so on.
Just
that's all he's asking for.
When I need you to be there.
I said to one person, look, I'm not asking for purses. I ain't asking for shoes. I can do that my damn self. I'm asking for simple things like fix my house or understand what I'm saying? Fix a car. I mean, that means I have these things that are on my own. I got them for a reason. You know, I was able to get them on my own. So I'm asking for someone to be available for me.
If you're going to give a list, probably number two, if you're going to give a list to somebody what you prefer.
No, do you understand what I'm trying to say, though?
Give him or give her the list of things that you need, not what you want.
Right. But you understand what I'm trying to say.
They heard you.
No, did you understand?
Yeah, I heard what you said. If I said I heard you, check. Checkmate. So I went to the next one. See, clarification. You don't need no clarification. It's clear. Okay. Next thing. Only thing I want somebody to cook.
I can cook.
I know. I had that. Good dinner. Good. I just need somebody to cook. How was your day?
I cook. I clean. I do everything.
Facts.
I am not Cardi B.
No.
And I'm going to get that.
Facts.
Yes, all that.
You got it, didn't you?
You know what?
Oh, yeah, you did. but we want to say, listen, for all those who have loving, beautiful relationships, keep it going. Show more. It's because
be creative.
We're seeing a lot of breakups. We've seen a lot of divorces. We've seen a lot of bad things in relationships
on the
internet.
I think people are giving up. You have some of these males, and I ain't even calling them men, but because of the internet, they think that shit is real.
Yeah. Some of
that female that got all that booty and the hourglass shape, that she bought that.
So for those who have genuine love, please keep that. Like, show...
Be creative.
Show your loved one.
Do more.
Do more. Do different. Do not do whatever your male or your ask for, your female ask, do it. Because if you don't do it, they will find somebody else to do it. If it's not degrading or if it's not above you,
somebody is going to do that, and that might be
something that she prayed for or you prayed for. So when anytime adjustments or situations come on your relationship, work it out first. Don't complain about it first. Work it out first because it might be your blessing that you prayed for a blessing for. But you have to work the adjustments out first. Do not complain about it as soon as something comes.
Is that your third thoughts?
No.
Okay. I was just
We got three more minutes. But make sure y'all tune in tonight. Like I said, Atlanta District, we got Chubb Rock on the Wheels of Steel, the 50th anniversary of hip hop. I know a lot of us was made during hip hop. Mm-hmm. A lot of us was enjoyed hip hop. Some of us played, rapped, did hip hop. Mm-hmm. So make sure if you want to have a great night with some great celebrity friends, take it back old school. Old school, no trap tonight. Host DJ Chubb Rock at Atlanta, District of Atlanta. Make sure you fall through between...
What day is that?
9 to 3. It's going to be tonight.
Tonight, right.
Tonight. You know, it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's going to be tonight. Make sure you fall through because after tomorrow, it's going to be over with. You're going to see pictures and say, oh, man, I should have went.
Man.
Make sure you pull up tonight. It's absolutely free, parking free. We got food. We got hookahs, bottle girls. But RSVP for the free because that's not, you're going to pay. So pay attention. RSVP, old school, no trap. What you got going on? Uh-oh. See, she ready, getting ready. She's getting ready. Okay. She's getting her salt and pepper.
Well, I guess I should go ahead and do my changing my way, changing the way I think, right? Change the way you think. So I had to write it down because I don't want to mess it up or whatever. So I wrote it down. Okay. I want you guys to stop trying to make it fit.
Yes.
Okay. Stop trying to make that relationship fit. Stop trying to make that job fit. Stop trying to make people fit. Raise your vibrations. It's just for you. Sit down and evaluate you, what you want and won't allow in your life moving forward. So what I say, move the hell on.
And you will come easily.
Huh. You know.
First off, baby, you already know what it is. Listen, know the difference between cocky and confidence. Also, know the difference between someone in their feelings and someone speaking their mind. Difference between two. Make sure you don't thirst thoughts. Till next week, you already know what it is, man.
Yes, guys, this is Rock and Snap Live.
One love.